Speaking to reporters in Mexico City Tuesday, Felipe Calderón called for calm ahead of protests and said he thought López Obrador was making a mistake in promoting the turmoil. He said by promoting demonstrations, López Obrador would lose much of the political capital he gained in the election, especially after having made pledges to honor the results even if he lost by a single vote. López Obrador, for his part, continues to claim the election was rigged.
Es la idea de que no todos los representantes de nosotros actuaron con rectitud.
He says some of his own representatives may have taken bribes to allow vote tampering. But while his followers express faith in these accusations, there's evidence the public at large is growing tired of the complaints. On Monday, López Obrador played a video for reporters that he said showed a ruling party representative stuffing ballots in a box. But the Electoral Institute later released a statement with documented evidence to demonstrate that what was shown on the videotape was nothing more than the transfer of misplaced presidential votes from a box marked for deputy votes. Leaders of some other political parties, including the once powerful Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, have recognized Calderón as the winner. President Bush, as well as a number of other leaders from the Americas and Europe, have called Calderón to offer their congratulations. A close observer of Mexican politics here in the United States, Professor George Grayson of the College of William and Mary, says López Obrador is looking more and more like a sore loser. But Professor Grayson says the populist candidate of the Leftist Party of the Democratic Revolution, or PRD, did make an important contribution to the electoral contest.
López Obrador, in getting about a third of the vote, really did put on the map the issue of the profound poverty in Mexico and also the stark income inequality that finds the 10% elite owning 45% of the wealth.
Grayson says he believes Calderón will weather the storm of protests called for by López Obrador. He also believes Calderón will build an effective government of unity by appealing for support from state governors from the PRI and even the PRD.
The governors actually handpicked many of the newly elected senators and deputies, and so I think Calderón will focus on the governors, who in turn will encourage legislators from their state to back his initiatives in return for having the state's projects addressed.
In this way, Grayson believes Calderón will succeed where current President Vicente Fox failed in getting fiscal reform, judicial reform, and energy reform through a divided Congress. But Grayson disagrees with those who worry that the agenda of the poor, championed by López Obrador, will suffer neglect under Calderón.
Calderón is a modern person. He knows that there have to be profound structural changes. And he also has a social Christian outlook. So he's going to be supporting programs that uplift the poor and try to make a better life for those who have been excluded from the mainstream of Mexican society.
Of course, all of that is still a long way off. The Mexican Electoral Tribunal must first rule on the complaints of irregularities and declare the official winner of the election on September 6th. But the new president will not take power until the 1st of December. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.